India has started to pay for Iranian crude oil in its own currency. For the first time last week, India's Hindustan Petroleum paid 2.75 billion rupees through the system. The money went into Iran's newly opened account in India's UCO Bank. The amount, equaling $50 million, was the partial payment for its oil imports in the month of May. For the balance amount of $60 million, the company used Turkey's Halk Bank. This route has been used since July 2011 and $10 billion has already been sent through it.
Both Iran and India would have to make an assessment about how useful this arrangement is at a time when there are US-led sanctions on Iranian imports and payments for Iranian imports, and a sense that the global community is being encouraged to look at other alternatives.
Another Indian company, Mangalore Refinery and Petrochemicals, is also expected to make a rupee payment soon. The government-owned company is India's biggest buyer of crude oil from Iran. The new payment system was devised by the two countries in January this year. However, the new system poses a major problem as Indian currency is not traded widely.
There is a constraint, which is that the rupee is not freely convertible. But at the same time, I think the bandwidth for exports from India at a time when Iran is going to be facing the same kind of restrictions in relation to other countries may provide an opportunity.
Presently, there is also a huge trade imbalance between the two countries. Iran sells over $10 billion worth of crude oil to India while importing about $3 billion worth of goods from New Delhi. Iran's oil trade has also been hindered by European Union sanctions affecting insurance for oil tankers carrying its crude. The problem was partially solved earlier this year when the Indian insurance companies came forward to offer limited insurance to such tankers.
The moment you talk about large crude carriers, these figures are going to go up. And I think, again, India and Iran would have to find some way of squaring the circle as far as the current domination of the insurance market is concerned.
Iran has said oil sanctions are ineffective as it is not wholly dependent on oil revenues given its vast amount of natural resources. Experts say sanctions will definitely backfire on the world economy and the oil prices will skyrocket beyond control. Sanjay Sethi, Press TV, New Delhi.